This is Apollo Control, and we've put in a call to Apollo 10.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. Did you... Apollo 10, this is Houston. Did you call?
Roger, Houston, Apollo 10.
Roger, 10, we lost contact with you there for a few minutes. Did you all go to command reset or otherwise change your comm mode?
Now, Bruce, I saw the S-band hunting around, and then I went to manual to get a hard lock, and we're in okay, and I'm back in react, but I don't know what it was. She was hunting around, didn't seem to want to get a signal for you.
Roger, 10. At that time, we had selected Omni Delta, and as the system has explained to me, the antenna should not have been going to any particular position, but it won't hurt itself. When we got ready to lose signal strength on Delta, we would have ground commanded back to the high gain antenna, and it should then reacquire. Over.
Okay, well, we didn't do anything up here.
Okay.
Hello, Apollo 10. Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. Gene, we got some preliminary word on that local vertical problem for you. The Gatos have been... stand by one.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, the Gatos would like me to wait a couple of minutes till they get their story confirmed by MIT before we pass it up to you. We'll give it to you in a little while, over.
Okay. Hello, Houston Apollo 10.
Go ahead, 10.
Roger, just wanted to describe kind of a total situation here internal. We're got all the spacecraft restowed, got the music playing, got a beautiful view out here as we rotate around slowly. We got the moon in one window, and the Earth in the other window. We got it worked out where no thrusters are firing, and we just feel in great shape. Over.
Yeah, that sounds like you got a better view than the one from the top of the Astro Needle.
All right. Did you hear the music? Over.
Yes, indeed. Actually, our facilities down here for playing music in the Mocha are a little limited, so you're about our only source of music.
Okay, we'll key a little bit in.
Thank you. Roger. We've got a little coat of moisture all over the upper hatch, and it's standing out in small bubbles, an eighth to 3/16 in diameter, very flat against the whole underside of the hatch, and we've been wiping it down at intervals. And the temperature in the tunnel is 20 degrees cooler.
Roger,
and it's very nice.
Roger, we copy. How's the overall cabin temperature?
That's very nice, too.
Okay.
This is WAP-10, broadcasting from the strongest station in the world, from 200,000 miles out, saying hello to our favorite flight director and to one of the most outstanding teams in the world that we've ever been associated with. If you have any requests, just give us a call. This is Tom, John, and Gene with your morning music.
Roger, the Tom, John, and Gene show. I don't know where you guys get this morning music bit, though. Here's this morning for you all.
Is it at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's 5.
It says 10 after 6. Is that,
would you
is that
believe,
AM or PM?
Would you believe it's PM down here?
Okay, this is a Tom, John, and Gene evening show.
Roger.
That's not bad, 200,000 miles for a volt and a half.
All right, that's very good. Hey, you certainly got
we
the
can't
highest.
Handle all requests because our...
You certainly got the
our
highest.
Our library is limited, however, so we... I want to say we can't handle all requests because our library is somewhat limited, but we'll do our best when the occasion arises. Over.
Roger, you certainly got the highest antenna around, over.
Houston, Apollo 10, did you give us something specific to wrap in the LCG?
Roger, we were looking for the demo. Ten, this is Houston, negative, we have nothing specific to be wrapped in the LCG with reference to the Hasselblad and the sequence camera. We asked you to put them temporarily in compartments Foxtrot 1 and Foxtrot 2, and after removal of the unsuited reentry provisions, to wrap individually those cameras in available garments and stow them in compartment Alpha 5, over.
Roger.
The LCG is the liquid-cooled garment.